So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Keitzet haregel mo'edes l'shaber b'derech chilucha. One is always fully liable for av the regel, damage caused by his animal stepping in items with its foot in the natural course of its walking. Similarly, habehema mo'edes l'halch kedarko l'shaber. One is also liable for teilada the regel, damage caused by the animal's body or something attached to its body as it walks. As the Brisa elaborates, behema shenichnas l'chatzar hanizik behezika begufa derech chilucha uvisaira derech chilucha. If an animal enters another person's property and as it walks damages with its body by banging into something, or its heel drags something along until it breaks, or ba'ukiv shaleho b'shlif shaleho by the saddle or bundle that's on it, or b'prumbi shabathiho b'zuk shabitzavara by the bit in its mouth or the bell hanging from its neck, v'chamar b'masli or damage caused by the load on a donkey, mashal nezik shalom, the owner is fully liable. Before we continue with the Mishnah, let's review the Machlekes Subchas V'Chacham cited in the Gemara regarding Tzroiris Ki or Chayu, damage caused by stones kicked up by one's animal in the natural course of its walking. Subchas Ayim Tzroiris Mishalm Nezek Shalom. He's fully liable because this is considered a typical case of Regel, because Keiche Kegufa Dami. One is equally liable for a force generated by the animal as far as the animal's body's actions. However, the Chacham say Tzroiris Chatzi Nezek. One is only liable for half damages of tzreiris. Although they agree that keiche kegufi dami and tzreiris is a form of regel, they maintain hilchas gemirulai was transmitted halacha l'moshe Sinai that one only pays chatzi nezik for tzreiris. Now the Mishnah continues ha'isimiva etes. If the animal kicked something which is a form of keren, oishahoyu tzreiris minatzin mentachas ragleho b'shibre esakelim, or if it kicked up stones into utensils and broke them, mishalom chatzi nezik, the owner is liable for half damages. As Rashi explains, the Mishnah is in accordance with the Chachamim that Tzroiris Chatzi Nezek. The Mishnah continues, Dirasa ala kli v'shibartoi, v'nafal al kli v'shavrei. The animal stepped on the utensil and broke it, and the shard flew out and broke another utensil. Ala rishon misham nezek shalom, v'ala achri misham chatzi nezek. The owner is fully liable for the damage to the first utensil, which is a clear case of regel, and only responsible for half damage to the second utensil because it's Tzroiris. The Mishnah concludes, "Hatarnegeilim mu'adin lahalach kedarkan ulashaber." One is fully liable for his chickens that break utensils in their path, which is regel. However, hayidilil kasha beraglo oishahoyu mahadis u'mishaber esakelim, as Rashi explains, based on the Gemara Daf Yotes, if something was tied to its leg and it broke loose, or if the chicken kicked up pebbles as it was hopping around and broke a utensil, misham chatzi nezik, is only liable for half damages because this is considered tzreiris. Gemara cites additional examples of tzreiris. Tarnagel and shayu mafrichin mimakim lamakim. Veshibru kele bekanfehen, mishalom nezik shalom. If a chicken flapped its wings and damaged something with the wings themselves, he is liable for full damages because that's regel. However, beruchsh bekanfehen, mishalom chatzi nezik. If the damage was caused by the effects of the wind generated by its flapping, he's only liable for half damages because that's tzreiris. This is the opinion of the Chachamim. However, Simchas Omer Nezik Shalom, because Simchas maintains Tzroiris Nezik Shalom. The Gemara cites a principle that encompasses all of the above cases. Amar Rava, Kol Shebezav Tamei B'Nizakin Mishalom Nezik Shalom. Just as a Zav only transmits Tuma through direct force, for example, Medras sitting on or Hesed moving something, so too one is liable for damages caused by direct force. However, kol shebezav tahar b'nizakin mishalom chatzi nezek. Just as a zav does not transmit tumah through indirect force, for example, such as tossing something at a person or item, and thereby moving it, so too one only pays chatzi nezek for damages caused by indirect force, such as tzreiris. The Gemara explains that this principle serves to include egla mesheches b'kerein, a wagon pulled by a cow that crushes a utensil under its wheels. Just as Tamei Mishum Medris, the object would be Tamei if a Zav was riding in the wagon, so too Mishalom Nezek Shalom, one is fully liable for the damage because this is not a case of Tzreiris. Rather, it is considered a direct action of Regel since the wagon is attached to the animal. The Gemara continues exploring the parameters of Tzreiris. Bayi Rava, Durasa Al Kli V'Lishibartoi, V'Niskalgal Makam Acher V'Nishbar Mahu. What is the halacha of an animal steps on the utensil, and as a result it rolls elsewhere, and only then breaks? The Gemara explains the question. V'asem Mi'ikaraz Lina V'Gufehu. Do we consider the original action to be the primary cause of the damage, which would be regel, and so he is fully liable? Or V'asem Tavimana Az Lina V'Tzreiris Ninu. Since it only broke afterwards, it is merely kaychay and considered tsrairis, and so he is only partly liable. The Gemara brings a similar ruling of Rabbah to resolve this question. Amar Rabbah, zarek kli mireish agag, uvaach b'shavar b'makal potter. If someone throws the utensil off a roof, and another person standing on the ground breaks it with a stick before it lands, the first person is liable, while the second is exempt. Because zemrinan lei mana tvira tavar. The utensil is considered broken and worthless from the moment it left the roof, and so the second person did not actually cause any damage. Similarly, in our previous question, he would clearly rule that is considered direct damage. However, the Gemara says, L'Rabba pshitale, L'Rabba mibayle. Although to Rabba this issue was clear, Rava remained undecided. The Gemara tries to resolve this inquiry from a braisa. Tan Gelim Shay Machatin Bechevel Dli, V'Nifsek HaChevel V'Nishbar Dli, Meshalem Nezek Shalom. If a bucket was tied to a rope, and a chicken pecked at the rope, causing it to snap, and the bucket to fall and break, the owner is fully liable. However, nitzes mimenu shever v'nofel akli acher b'shvara. If a piece of the bucket hit and broke another utensil, ala rishon misham nezik shalom, v'ala acher misham chatzei nezik. He's only liable half damages for the second utensil. The Gemara reasons, rabbanan hi, the sefer of the brayso which only obligates chatzei nezik for the second utensil, clearly reflects the opinion of the rabbanan that tsrairis is chatzei nezik. Yet he's fully liable for the bucket. Therefore, we can infer. The chicken's pecking directly caused the damage and is classified as gufay, not kaychay. The Gemara answers, the chicken was continuously pushing it as it rolled and broke. Therefore, the damage was entirely gufay. The Gemara continues discussing the halachas of tsrairis on Daf Yud Ches.